From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Businesses were shut down. People asked to stay away from an area where a person mowed down pedestrians in Toronto, Canada. The mayor, John Tory, called it an awful tragedy.
It is a time to be as calm as we can be in the city, to understand that our first responders are doing their job, especially our police. I can tell you how incredibly impressed I was at the professionalism and the thoroughness of the people that I saw in action in the room that we've just come from. And I hope people won't forget that spirit of unity and that spirit of solidarity and that sense of calm that we should have as people go about dealing with an awful tragedy.
And the police chief said that 9 people were killed and 16 people were injured after the van drove down the street. Investigators continue to figure out a motive. Investigators in the U.S. state of Tennessee have arrested a man accused of killing 4 and wounding several others at a Nashville, Tennessee diner.
Police say Travis Reinking was naked except for an overcoat when he shot up the Waffle House. Metro Nashville Police Chief Steve Anderson says so far they don't have a motive.
We suspect some mental issues.
The 29-year-old was arrested last year outside the White House after trying to speak with the president. Authorities took away his guns, but police say Reinking's father got them back and then gave them to his son. Waffle House diner James Shaw wrestled the gun away from Reinking.
I figured if I was going to die, he was going to have to work for it. So I rushed him.
Shaw was grazed by a bullet. Authorities say he's a hero. I'm Julie Walker.
Armenian Prime Minister Sargsyan said on Monday that he would resign to help maintain peace in the ex-Soviet Republic following daily street protests since before he took up the post on April 7th.